Joined now on the air by Ashley Campbell, Orange County Conservative. Happy New Year. How are you?
Oh, thank you. Happy New Year to you.
Do you have a New Year's resolution? Or?
Oh, yeah, I do. I want to start running again.
Oh, so, okay. All right.
I mean, this week wasn't a good week to start, so yeah, honestly, no. I haven't yet, but...
Yeah, that's fine. I think that's fine because by the time you start running, especially if you're like going to the gym or something, by the time you start, everyone else will have given up on their resolution. So
right. I mean, now is like the worst time to join a gym. I've done that before. It's always packed, but good for the people that are going for sure. But you know, I just want to start again at some point this year. That's all.
Mine is to start writing again. If my resolution were to start running, I could not use the word again. I've never... I think I've run 2 miles combined in my life.
Yeah, you kind of either love it or you hate it.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, but...
I've heard you hit that wall, right? Where, like, you hate it, and then you get to a certain point, and then the adrenaline or endorphins or whatever kick in.
That was my experience, you know, and it's like, you just feel so miserable, and then but when you're done you feel this great sense of accomplishment, and it just kind of is more motivation to keep going, keep increasing miles, the time, all that good stuff. You feel so good when you're done. So we'll see.
Speaking of getting through rough walls, 2017 is over, we're into 2018.
We'll get
to the top story of 2017 in a minute, but what do you think is going to be the top story of 2018?
Oh, wow. That's a fantastic question.
We're going to make wild guesses and be completely wrong. But.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. The top story.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I've been thinking a lot about the state of feminism in America lately. And so there's so much going on with feminist movement in 2017. Mm. I think that's probably... going to continue to roll on in 2018 and manifest itself again in political, you know, elections. You know, there's, I just saw the headline, but I think a record number of women who are running for governor. So, you know, that's going on. That should be exciting. You know, in North Carolina, there's is it record number, or maybe it's all of the Democrat candidates, I think, for a General Assembly are women.
Can't be all of them, but like the ones that they highlighted.
You're right. But a larger than usual number, I believe. So you know, we'll see that more locally as well, and you know, who knows what's going on in Iran, if that will spread throughout the Middle East again. I mean, there's definitely. You know, women who are protesting on the streets there. So I think that a lot will continue, with the feminist movement. So
I was going to mention that for 2017, too, because I think 2017 was definitely in a lot of ways the year of the woman, locally as well. Like the women did particularly well in elections in Orange County. Like it gets all the way down to that level.
That's right. So I think that. That being the case, and with that local influence, it'll even have that local element. We'll continue to see that throughout 2018. You know, as far as anything new, well, gosh, I mean, I think that's anybody's
Yeah, there's
guess.
No way to anticipate. I don't think. But like continuing the movements that have started, particularly with respect to the rise of women in government, even more than before, the Me Too movement. You mentioned protests in Iran. There's a lot of trends that are going to be continuing. How do you see those developing in 2018, and how do you want to see those develop?
Well, I mean, I have, to be honest, a bit of anxiety about it. I mean, just watching it... I guess starting with the reaction to Trump's election. I mean, so much of this has been in reaction to the election of Donald Trump, who is sort of problematic, I guess, for a lot of women. I mean, not just women who would call themselves feminists necessarily, and problematic for conservatives too. But, you know, I don't want to rehash all of that. But I think that starting with the Women's March, and, you know, seeing feminism manifest itself as something that sort of, you know, is out, you know, wearing, we'll say anatomically correct where and out on the streets and, you know, shouting down people, like speakers who want to come to campuses and things like that, because, you know, they're representatives of the patriarchy and things like of that nature. That I hope to see that sort of activity curbed a little bit and have more of an emphasis on, you know, respect, dignity. I want all of those things, but more emphasis on, you know, personal responsibility and, you know, sort of like feminism as, you know, individual achievement as well, not just we have to collectively as women all, you know, strive together, and not just strive together, but think the same things and think the same way. Because, you know, going back to just the Women's March, for example, I wouldn't call it a Women's March. I don't think that's accurate. And it's just now starting to dawn on me. I think I'm just a little bit slow. But it's not a Women's March. It's a feminist march. Because not all women are accepted. Like, if you're a conservative woman, you're not even really considered a woman by the left, typically, by progressives or people who may call themselves a feminist. Not all feminists think that way. I don't want to put them in some monolithic group. I'm just saying what seems to be like the loudest voice coming from what's now considered mainstream feminism.
I mean, it's an issue march, right? I mean, we were talking about this with Anna Richards earlier this hour, that there were just a whole bunch of different issues that are being raised at that march and like HK on J and all the other ones that took place. But they were four issues primarily.
Right. Some issues weren't necessarily welcome. Like if you were a pro-life woman, I mean, they weren't welcomed at the march. And if you visit the Women's March website, of course, they're gearing up for a march in a couple of weeks to be held on the anniversary of last year's.
20th, yeah.
It's, you know, the language of like intersectionality and inclusiveness and you know, language that it sort of typifies certain feminist outlook that doesn't include people who would, like myself, who find themselves right of center, because I think that, you know, their goal is to, and again, you know, this is on their website, is to sort of raise all women together, and so I think that a lot of the supporters of this particular event, at least, would argue that conservative women are detrimental to their cause. Like, it's not about getting women elected, it's about getting feminists elected, because conservative women would ultimately vote against policies like, you know, pro-choice policies, would vote against things like that, that those who take part in this event or supportive of this event would like to see, you know, spread, those kinds of policies spread or be protected where they're already enacted. So I think that the term woman is used, like, for example, you know, CNN said, this is just a story on their website that I happened to come across, that last year was the year of the woman, and then 2018 is going to be year of the woman too. But when you read the article, it's clear that they mean feminist, like it's a particular type of woman. It's not inclusive of everyone, of all women, I should say.
Speaking with Ashley Campbell, and you mentioned the Women's March in January, and this is getting back to what we were starting with in at the top, which is trying to like predict the top story of 2018. I think if we had talked, and we probably did a year ago, I can't remember 2 weeks back, let alone a year, but we probably had this conversation about the Women's March, or had certainly had it with people where we anticipated it, and then when it happened, it was this very, very big thing. And probably in January, we would have anticipated, at the end of the year, and we look back on 2017 in terms of women's rights, feminism, women raising their voices, et cetera, that would be the thing that we would point to first. Honestly, that didn't even occur to me, thinking about 2017 as being the year of the woman. That's how it started, but it ends with the Me Too movement, which is,
right.
I think also, and I think you're correct in saying that there is an extent to which the Me Too movement was shaped by and timed by the fact that you had Donald Trump in the White House, but it's a movement that that's was going to come sooner or later. It just happened to be in 2017, but that's the thing that really stood out for me. And in terms of like claiming respect for women, dignity for women, and also calling for decency and personal responsibility just across the board, I think that accomplishes that goal.
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, there's definitely certain aspects of this, like with sexual harassment, assault, those types of things that just, you know, we're finding out. I mean, for goodness sakes, I mean, Congress has a slush fund to try to cover this stuff up. It's just appalling.
Which we now know about and still don't know the people who are paying out, with a couple of exceptions.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So who knows how deep that well goes and how far back and how expensive.
I can think of a number in the triple digits.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, at least. I mean, I'm so happy that things like that are coming to the surface. I mean, that is long overdue. You know, I am waiting to see if, with respect to Congress or Hollywood or other, you know, little enclaves where they're super powerful people, you know, examples of women who have also abused their power coming to the forefront. I hope that those people who have behaved badly will say get their time to be examined by the public eye. But the thing about the public eye, public scrutiny, is that there seems to have been a lot of emphasis on the voice of the well, I don't know. I don't necessarily want to say victim. Maybe they don't think of themselves as victims, but people who have been at the end of, you know, a sexual assault or harassment. There's a lot of emphasis on how their voices need to be heard and believed, but at the same time, the voices of people who are the accused are not given the same treatment. So there's a sort of a lack of due process. So I'm hoping that, you know, feminism will, and the women's movement will return to in this coming year. And that, again, is going back to that emphasis on individual action.
We got to wrap up. Final thoughts about heading into 2018?
Well, I think it's going to be an exciting year. I hope that politically speaking and culturally speaking as well, that you know, conservatives can kind of turn themselves around and sort of make some sort of coherent and cohesive and appealing platform going into the midterms elections. But I don't know, I'm not too optimistic, I'll put it that way.
Ashley Campbell, I got to let you go. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, Aaron.